The trade deadline is right around the corner, and the Rams are not the team to make the big deal, at least not yet. That's next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day, free and available wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Travis Rogers. Thanks for making us a part of what you do. Get your day started, get your day wrapped up whenever you listen to us. Thank you so much for doing that. Click that subscribe button in your podcast feed. Make sure that you check us out on YouTube as well. Our Locked On Rams YouTube page is a good way to take in the pod also. Not only do I host the Locked On Rams podcast, which I love doing my daily talk show, the Travis and Sliwa Show, 10A to 1P every day on ESPN 710. And since the Rams returned way back in 2016, back to Los Angeles, I've been the host of their pregame, halftime, and postgame show also on 710 ESPN. So if you get a chance, check that out as well. We get going 2 hours before kickoff, and then right after the game concludes, myself and Kirk Morrison break down everything's Rams football. So you can check that out as well. Today's episode of Locked On Rams is brought to you by Bet Online. You know that. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Here's what we got going for you today on Locked On Rams. I want to talk about how you can spend your bye weekend, right? That this is the weekend that your team might not be playing. I get it. You're still going to slide in a little football. Me too. But there are some other things that we can get done as well. Plus, Ram great Todd Gurley says that he's done playing football. We'll talk about a little bit about his career coming up in just a bit. And two things that you may not know, one about the offense, one about the defense. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But let's start right here. We are getting closer to the NFL trade deadline, which means players are going to start to move. We talked about this on a previous edition of Locked On Rams. How aggressive were the Rams going to be at the deadline? They've been very aggressive historically under Sean McVay. Whether it's Von Miller or whether it's Jalen Ramsey, Dante Fowler, a whole bunch of players have come in and really impacted the Rams in a positive way. How aggressive will they be this year? For a couple of different reasons. I still would expect them to do something, but how big, I think, is the question. Can they find a way to take a team that so far has not looked particularly good and make a big impact with the trade? That's the question they have to ask themselves, because I think that's exactly what happened up in San Francisco with the Niners and Christian McCaffrey. The Niners look at their team and are saying to themselves, we're good, but are we good enough to win the Super Bowl? Do we have a dynamic playmaker or enough dynamic playmakers to be good enough to go beat a team like Buffalo, to beat a team like Philadelphia in the NFC Championship, or maybe Kansas City, who the Niners are going to play this weekend? And can we go toe for toe with them offensively? We know what the Niner defense is like. We know that the Niners are going to play a ball control offense. We know that they like to run the ball. We know that they like to get it to Debo. We know that they like to get it to George Kittle. But McCaffrey gives them a whole nother wrinkle, because McCaffrey not only is a high-level running back, he's also very, very good when it comes to as a receiver. So he's going to have a remarkable impact on that team if he could stay healthy. Now, I guess if you're a Rams fan, like most of us are, you're hoping that maybe the best days of Christian McCaffrey are in the rearview mirror and that he's not looking forward to him. But here's the rub. The Rams are going to be the first team to find out. The Rams are going to be the first team to figure out whether or not Christian McCaffrey is more name or still great football player, because McCaffrey's going to be there waiting for him when the Rams get ready to go on SoFi Stadium week 8 against the Niners. How much can he bring? How much of that offense will he know? I think it makes him a lot better. Does it make him Super Bowl good? Maybe. And they're thinking about that as, listen, we need to take as much off of Jimmy G's plate as possible. Jimmy G against the Rams is a different guy than he is against everybody else. Let's get him some weapons that he can use against Seattle and Arizona and the rest of the schedule that they're going to play. And then to beat Tampa and Green Bay, the Cowboys, the Eagles, the Giants, whoever they may run into in the playoffs. It certainly gives them the inside track when it comes to winning that division. So I think that that was a very nice move for them. Now, the Rams find themselves in an interesting place with regards to that trade, regards to trades in general. they don't have a ton of draft capital that they can deal. You know, San Francisco gives a second, third, and fourth round picks in next year's draft, and then a fifth round pick in the 2024 draft. The Rams do not have a fourth round pick next year. We know that they don't have a first round pick till, you know, the second coming. So they don't have a lot of things to deal with. Now, when they see something they like, they'll spend. They'll first round picks for Ramsey, first round picks for Stafford. They'll do what they need to do. But this team makes you think twice. This team makes you go, okay, could you go and find a player like Brian Burns in Carolina? Probably. If you put Brian Burns on this Rams team, does it fix the offensive line? No. If you put Brian Burns on this team, does it fix that Allen Robinson has been a bad fit? No. Does it make your defense better? Yeah, it does. But your defense is already really darn good, which we'll talk about coming up in just a little bit. The defense for the Rams has been spectacular, really. Not even good. It's one of the best in the league. So do you want to make a move just to make a move? And this is where I think the hardest thing for a lot of sports teams to come to grips with is, can you be honest in your evaluations of yourself? It's hard. Yeah, never mind sports and life, right? To what are you bad at, right? We all think we're pretty much good at most of the things we do. And, you know, oh, no, I'm not that bad at that. What are you bad at? What's missing? How good is the best version of this team? And unfortunately, I think if you're being really honest with yourself, the best version of this team is good, not great, maybe slightly better than average. And I think that's what you kind of have to play for, because to go from slightly better than average to a little bit better than that, does that put you in the Super Bowl mix? No. Even when the Rams were struggling last year, when you watched them play, you knew that that was a Super Bowl caliber team, that they had the pieces necessary to win a Super Bowl. I'm not seeing that this year. So I think the best case scenario is moving forward, and why you have to be very cautious at the trade deadline, is cross your fingers and hope that you get healthy up front. Cross your fingers that the bye week and another week of rest and maybe some guys heal a little bit quicker, that offensive line can start to come back together. Cross your fingers that what we saw with Allen Robinson against Carolina Panthers continues moving forward, that he continues to get better. Cross your fingers that the addition of Van Jefferson makes them a little bit better. Cross your fingers that Leonard Floyd and Justin Hollins and some of these other guys that we've talked about start to play better, and you get hot in the second half of the season, you win the division, maybe you get in as a wild card, and now you're in the tournament, and now anything can happen. Anybody can win any game. Once I'm in, let's see what can happen. But to try to make a big move, to try to even make maybe some smaller moves along the way, feels like you're still going to have all of those other things happen. So let's just wait on all of those other things. Hope that it happens. And if it doesn't, at least you didn't lose any draft capital. At least you didn't lose any players potentially in the process. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about that Rams defense that I just mentioned. It's better than you think. That's the good news. The bad news is the Rams offense is worse than you think. That's next on Locked On Rams. I don't know about you, but one of the things that I really like to do is save my money, is to make sure that I'm not wasting my money. So let's talk about how we can save some money right now with SimpliSafe Home Security. They are offering Locked On Rams listeners 40% off their advanced security system. SimpliSafe was just named the best home security of 2022 by U.S. News. They love it. I love it, and I feel pretty darn good that you're going to love it too, because at SimpliSafe, your safety is the only thing that matters. You can see everything from your phones. The picture on the HD cameras, you look at it like, my gosh, it's like looking through a window. It is unbelievable. And all the advanced technology that they bring, like I'm talking about, the app on your phone, the clear pictures, just the variety of security cameras, all of these things are unbelievable with SimpliSafe. 24/7 monitoring agent and tech support staff. You can't go wrong, right? This is how you do it. Don't miss your chance to save big when you protect your home with the best. 40% off when you order and when you visit simplisafe.com/lockedonNFL today. Customize the perfect system for your home. Let me give it to you again. simplisafe.com/lockedonNFL. Do it today and get 40% off your order. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every day. Make sure you check out NFL Key Predictions every Friday on Locked On NFL. Locked On's local experts giving you the inside scoop on the five biggest games of the NFL weekend, including Sunday and Monday Night Football, plus betting advice from the field's leading experts, Bet Online. Follow NFL Key Predictions every Friday on Locked On NFL, available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and as we like to say, wherever you get your podcasts. So moving into the bye weekend and thinking about what's coming up after the fact, week eight and beyond, Rams are going to have to play 11 games in a row. What's working and what's not working? What do you want more of and what needs to get better and maybe some less of some other things? And it's not super complicated. The eye test is probably giving you a pretty good chance to figure out what it is. You don't need to be a genius to know that that offensive line is banged up. You don't need to be into advanced metrics to know that Allen Robinson is not doing the things that Rams fans and I'm sure Rams coaches and personnel were expecting him to do. But it's actually maybe a little bit more troublesome than that on the offense. They have the eighth worst offense in the league. What do you think is more likely? That Sean McVay forgot how to call plays and design an offense, or that they just don't have the horses right now, that they just don't have the personnel necessary to execute the game plan that they're being delivered? Sean McVay occasionally will get a little repetitive in what he calls, a little bit predictive in how he goes about doing what he does. But this is a guy that's a football genius. I believe that in my bones. This is somebody that is excellent at what he does, but you can only do so much. You can't make an unbelievable meal if all I give you are potato peels and soy sauce, right? You can't make a dinner with that. You can maybe get some, you can eat it. You can maybe survive on it, but how good is it? Not that great, right? And that's kind of where the Rams offense is, which leads you to the second part of this. That defense is terrific. Not just good, it is terrific. It's the third best defense in the league, okay? It's the third best defense in the league. And this is without some guys really doing what you'd hope to do. Greg Gaines is not playing at the level that you would have hoped. You got a guy like Leonard Floyd, who I mentioned, is not playing at the level that you hoped. You're not getting a bunch of turnovers on defense, but what they do is they don't give up a ton of points. They don't let teams go up and down on them, and that really is going to have to be the plan for the second half of the season, because you're going to have to win games 17-14, 14-13, 13-10. This is going to have to be how your team looks going forward, at least until you start to get some guys back, at least until that offensive line gets a little healthier. Maybe Kyren Williams comes off the IR and gives you a little bit of a spark in that running game. But to think that what you have right now, which is a former police officer as your center, backups up and down the offensive line other than Rob Havenstein, a wide receiver in Allen Robinson who's underperforming, your third wide receiver hasn't taken a snap all season long in Van Jefferson, to think that that's just going to, and all of a sudden everything's good, nope, that's not how it works. It can get better. It could be better in week 8 than it was in week 6. It could be better in week 14 than it was in week 8. And maybe by the time you get to the end of the line, it looks something like a functional NFL offense. But to think that you're going to get back to what it looked like a year ago or a couple of years ago where the Rams are just tearing people up, not happening. Defense, defense, defense. Find a way to get off that field. Find a way to get short fields. Play a little bit of possession game with the punting game, with your special teams. Tighten up in that part, because you're going to be a team. As weird as it sounds with Sean McVay as the head coach, this is going to be a team that's led by its offense. Okay, coming up next, how to spend your bye weekend that's not just parked in front of a TV. It's coming up. Plus, Todd Gurley says, I'm done. That's all straight ahead on Locked On Rams. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of the new basketball season, right? The NBA is going right now. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis for every game. Let's just throw a couple of things out here, a couple of numbers. The Rams win total, 9.5 right now. Feels just about right. I think 9, you can feel really good about. 10 feels like maybe it's a step too far. So you got to figure out, are they going to get that one extra win? Are they going to beat somebody that you don't expect them to beat? Can they get it done? All these numbers are available to you at BetOnline. And the Lakers number, go under. Go under on the total right there. As always, BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information, live betting, up-to-the-minute scores, for every sport that you want to follow. It's the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events. Baseball, MMA, boxing, golf, basketball, hockey, you name it. They got you covered at BetOnline. Head to the website today. Use the mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, so the bye week. A little bit of an early bye week for the Rams, of course. Week 7 is early, right? This is only the second week of byes. This is the second earliest you can get it. And for the last couple of seasons, Rams' bye week's been much later in the season, which I personally prefer. However, there's an upside to this. The bye week, if you are like me, maybe you have a family, maybe you have a significant other, whatever it may be, you have some things that maybe you don't attend to at the level that you probably should during football season. This is your opportunity. What's around the corner, right? What is just a couple of weekends away? Halloween, maybe a trip to the pumpkin patch with the wife, the girlfriend, the kids, and just put the phone away. Don't look at it. You're only going to be there an hour or so, right? 2 hours tops. You'll be back. You get to, but now, hey, I went to the pumpkin patch. It's all good. Look, man, let's take them out to lunch. Take them out to dinner. Take one weekend and just kind of say, you know what? It's all about you. That way, when the Rams come back against the Niners and the Rams have a game for 11 weeks in a row, you can feel really good about saying, I'm gonna skip that. I'm not going to go to your mother-in-law's house. I'm not going to go over to the baby shower. I got to watch the Rams play the Las Vegas Raiders on a Thursday night, right? That's coming up in December. So just put some money in the bank. Go make a dinner. That's always a good thing. If you got a little skills in the kitchen, whip something up, knock it out, put some burgers on the grill, make some tacos, whatever you want to do, they got you covered. Take advantage of the bye week. The players, they're out having a fun time. They're out getting healthy. They're doing all right. Get your relationships, get your family healthy, and enjoy the bye week. Todd Gurley has said that he's done playing in the NFL. He hasn't officially announced his retirement, but he says that he's done. I think that the league decided he was done prior to him deciding that he was done. It really is a shame that it kind of ended the way that it did with him, because when they showed up in LA back in 2016, team wasn't very good. You had Aaron Donald, and people here in LA, if I'm being honest, they didn't know who Aaron Donald was. They didn't know how special of a player he was. It was going to take some time for them to catch up to that. Because quite frankly, the people here in town, they weren't watching the St. Louis Rams. That's why it's been, you know, a bit of a challenge to get everybody up to speed, to get everybody on board. And the Rams have done an amazing job with it, but it takes some time. The one guy, though, that popped right away was Gurley. Gurley was special. Gurley, you'd watch again. Oh, number 30. Wow, look at that. And then fast forward to the second year, and when Sean McVay is here, turned Todd Gurley into an MVP candidate. Todd Gurley is one of the best players in the league. He's one of the best fantasy players in the league. He was a guy, every time you touch the ball, you hold your breath. Turns out he's a great pass catcher. He's big. He's fast. He was strong. He was awesome to watch. Super fun. And then it kind of came apart. They paid him, but you could tell that this thing was coming to an end sooner than later. In fact, a lot sooner than later. It went from MVP candidate, pay this man, to he was in Atlanta seemingly 5 minutes later. And it didn't work out there. Just running backs, man, boy, they go bad fast. And he played like crazy for the Rams. He was a great Ram. Sorry to see it end the way that he did. Sorry to see that his career came to an end as quickly and as abruptly as it did. But when he was at his best here in LA, he kind of reintroduced NFL football to Los Angeles and did it with a great deal of style. And he played hard. Loved watching Todd Gurley play football. Sorry to see him call it a career. Okay, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked On Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Free and available wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure that you check out the Peacock and Williamson show for your second listen. Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson giving you expert NFL analysis in less than 30 minutes. It's free and available as well wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your bye week. Get ready for Niners week next week. And you know what? Whose house? It's Locked On Rams' house. We'll see you then.